This is Lincoln Stoller of MindStrengthBalance.com, reading a guided visualization called Locksmith that is an exploration of the power you have to influence your cells and their ability to remain healthy. Because this is a hypnotic induction, please do not listen to this while driving a car, operating machinery, or doing anything that requires your attention. In 2012, the geneticist Bruce Lipton said, quote, "When I have a thought, my mind sends out signals in the form of growth factors, hormones, or other chemicals. Thoughts can also initiate rapid oscillations of nerve cells, signals sent out by your central nervous system that actually override the function of cell membrane receptors. Responding to signals in their immediate environment, the brain can ultimately control the activity of tissues and organs and actually influence the membrane." End quote. Bruce Lipton suggests, "Our thoughts control our metabolism to levels we have not explored. There are stories of unexplained healings, and careful attention has provided new reports, some well substantiated, but still unexplained. We don't know how it's done, and we don't know the mind's limits. It seems to be a skill that builds with practice, which only makes it more difficult to understand. In this visualization, you'll explore the idea of creating intentions to guide your cells. The world of cells is foreign and complex, a chemical world we don't experience directly. But a viral infection may offer an exception, a perfect crisis and opportunity. Viruses have figured out how to unlock our cells, getting through the cell's membrane by stealth and deception. We know the science behind their strategy, but our cells can't recognize the deceit. We would like to tell our cells what's happening, but they speak a chemical language. Can we say or think or feel something that our cells will hear? We'll relax our minds to become as attentive as possible to sensations, feelings, and insight. Everything we do here, and anything we can accomplish, requires a deeper level of connection. Deeper than your thinking mind, your talking self, even your sense of self. If you know how to be present in trance, go there. If you don't, then become absent. Find the feeling of going to sleep. Find a comfortable position where you can lean back and let your body relax. Settle into your bed, sofa, chair, or recliner. And consciously relax your arms and your shoulders. Take a deep breath. And follow how your feeling changes as your lungs inflate. As you exhale, feel your neck and torso relax and your mind release, becoming less attached and less fixed. Your mind is like a small pond. You are at the center and feel the edges all around you. The edges are your skin, and what touches them sends ripples across the surface. The pond's edge wraps around you as your sense of your own boundary wraps around you. Just as a pebble dropped in the center radiates waves to the small shoreline, so your pulse moves through your body, not feeling everywhere all at once, but wherever you focus and settle into it. Your heart's beat is a pulse of awareness that activates all your cells like a distant drum beat. Settle into your pulse. Imagine your heart beats to the rhythm of the little ripples at the edge of the pond. Ripples so small you cannot even hear them. Imagine all the sound in your pulse, and you can feel it if you quiet your senses. You can sense it in any part of your body that you focus on. And you can feel if it's calm and smooth, or uneven and irregular. And whatever you feel, you can make that feeling calmer and smoother. Settle down to the microscopic, where everything is liquid. Our bodies are an ocean of moving nutrients, like black smokers on the seabed pouring nutrients from unseen sources, coming into us from the outside world to circle through our arteries. And what lives inside us, they don't know. They take it for granted like shoals of fish and sea anemones. They move as they will and survive on what comes past. But then we take what we have for granted too. Count your way down to a lower level of awareness. Use your breath and its connection to your heart. Sense your pulse within your breath. Feel it at the top of your breath as it comes up like a dark and hidden fish to sink down again with your exhale. Let it rise with your inhale and fall as you count down from five. Counting five, inhale and look into the pond and exhale as the shadow of your pulse recedes again. Four, inhale to the pulse as the elusive pulse returns and exhale, tipping forward into your relaxation. Three, inhale to the shape of your pulse and exhale, feeling the shape repeat. Two, and now you can sense other things, like shapes in shadows fading as you exhale. One, the image of a rising fish, a heightened sense, a fading awareness with your slow exhale. Emotions affect our cells, and in ways we can steer ourselves precisely, but we don't know how we do it. Consider imagination as a language, whose metaphors translate into the language of our cells. Simplify your feelings and project these feelings onto another context. Relax into a place of imagination. Imagine you can feel memories and images as they really were. Your mirror of the past is just as clear and is present again. Just as you can think of a lemon to make your mouth water, you can think of things that trigger sensations in your body. Inhale, feeling satisfied, as nothing else is needed as your thoughts get smaller. Release these thoughts with your exhale and let background ideas fall away. Clear your palate of taste, your air of sounds, and your canvas of images. Your eyes are closed. Your body is warm. Your thoughts are heavy, getting heavier, slower, lower, settling to heavy, too heavy to lift. So you lift off from them to move through new, light thoughts with barely any substance. You're in a warm shower, and your inhale wrings out a big sponge, On your exhale, you're wiping tension off your arms, shoulders, and sides, washing them away. Your inhale is the hot shower, massaging your skin with heat and sensation. And your exhale is the water flowing to spread warmth, washing across your skin, creating a current. Imagine you have shrunk to the size of a cell in your body, and your body is the size of a cell, and you're aware of the skin of your cell like the skin of your body. There are so many sensations across your skin that you barely notice them. Sometimes there's an itch or a scratch, a spot, a flash or a poke. You might flinch, but not think much of it. You might move, but you hardly think about it. Imagine the virus is the size of a potato chip. You eat potato chips all the time, and you never think about it. You just eat them whenever you encounter them. It's a habit, a routine, a compulsion. But these potato chips are not the same. They look the same and taste the same, but there's something wrong with them. You have to know in your mind that you don't want them because in other regards they seem just like all the rest. They would trigger you and you would eat them. But now the idea has come into you that you should not, that you don't want to. And with a change of attitude, you impose your will to stop. You don't let them in. You don't follow your habit. You are feeling differently. Suppose you are the cell, and you do a kind of breathing of taking in and letting out, and cells do that, taking in oxygen and sugars and releasing carbon dioxide and water. Imagine that there is a dust in the oxygen you breathe. It's like a pollen, and you notice it, but you might not do anything about it. This pollen, this dust, is different. Its particles are the virus. It's toxic, and you must not take it in. You are aware that this dust carries a sickness, and you don't want to breathe it. Imagine you could put up a barrier. Maybe your cells can breathe more carefully, or breathe as if wearing a mask, or filter with greater care to be vigilant. This might interfere with how you function. It might slow your response and disrupt things. You might become hungry, or your thinking clouded. To become careful and defensive, you need a higher level of control and awareness. Accept and feel this responsibility as a felt sense, a warmth or energy. Move this sense of warmth and care into your tissues. A sense of care that you can feel in your muscles as a relaxed energy. Move this sensation into your skin, the bones of your torso and spine, into the bone marrow, and into your heart. You will have to communicate with other processes, other cells and chemical processes. Many things may need to reorganize. Like people keeping their distance, shepherding their resources, limiting their consumption, and rearranging their lives. You might feel tired, dull, or achy. You might feel moody, agitated, and take these as possibilities and welcome them as a healing state, not as problems. Feel these as consequences of drawing in, stepping back, being cautious and selective. Let yourself slow down and spend this extra energy to protect yourself. You can watch these things. these new characters and actions, and just let them play out. Your slow or cranky self may even be better than your normal self at discriminating and dealing with the delays and challenges. If you feel less compassionate and welcoming, you may be more disciplined and circumspect. Your boundary is thicker and harder, and your inclination is to slow down commerce, intercourse, and dialogue of all kinds. You cannot see yourselves directly. You don't know what they see and the decisions they make. They hold no conversation you can hear, but they do communicate, and you don't know because you can't find them as parts of yourself. Imagine you are aware of the communication between yourselves. It is a sound in the background that comes with a feeling and a sense. Listen to it now, not just to the nerves going to and fro between different cells, but to the chemistry of minerals and nutrients, waters, gases, light and darkness. Listen to the feelings in your body. Relax more deeply. Move from a consciousness of one to a consciousness of many, to collective feeling and collective thoughts. Take a breath and sink into a state of sleep, directing all of your attention to within yourself. The voices in your head are too shrill, too declarative, too opinionated. Your thinking is too thin. Make it thicker, deeper. Inhale and count backwards by 100, starting at 5, going back 100 at a time. Inhale. Exhale, 500, sinking deeper, getting softer, more relaxed. Inhale. Exhale, 400, deeply relaxed, feeling currents deep in your muscles. Inhale. Exhale, 300, and your hands and feet are heavy, wrapped in energy. Inhale. Exhale, 200, thinking of cells, a spreading collective awareness. Inhale. Exhale, 100, your pulse is steady, breathing easier, and sensations calm. Inhale. Exhale, 0, all awareness inside you, a new city, a new domain. All sensitivity, no speech, all listening, no thinking, all sensing through signals and associations. You are a world of cells, 4,000 times as many as there are people in the world. Consider a small collection of cells, perhaps 1,000 or 10,000, all inhabitants of your body, all part of a neighborhood. They don't need discussions. They hear and work together. Your single thought can speak for them all, for the whole tissue. Your single thought can speak to them, all hearing you as one mind. Your one sensation can be shared by every cell. Maybe it's a sense of caution, rest, or restraint. The cells speak to you as one voice, as one sensation. Insight or inspiration shared by all cells as a group mind. Care, defense, protection, strength, healing, and support. You are your skin, your whole envelope, a container covering all of you, all one organ. Your mind speaks to all your skin as through a loudspeaker creating a thin wave reverberating across your surface. the message is to bolt the doors. Check every visitor's credentials. Don't leave the neighborhood unattended. It's an ill wind that blows no good. Now you are your circulatory system, extending out as miles of arteries and veins, big arteries like pipelines, and little passages, hardly one cell wide, which guide currents of nutrients and chemicals, and may be floating a million viruses. If we inhale them, they enter our respiratory tract. If we ingest them, they enter our digestive tract. And if they get into our bloodstream, though not with our permission, they can travel everywhere inside us. And how long might they stay in their search for opportunity? Visit your liver, beneath your lungs, stomach and heart, the repository of much of your blood, like a train yard or a reservoir. Here, too, the virus may be present, and the liver's cells are busy with their process and manufacture of your body's chemicals. But be vigilant, too. Their function is an essential service, and distancing serves the whole. Filter your fluids, and suspect anyone who arrives carrying a key. You are in your brain, where special arteries are lined to create a blood-brain barrier, a natural transportation security administration, checking all that passes through, checking their luggage, checking their credentials. There are not just one or two, there are millions. They are not here with an alternative, they are missionaries of a different God. Over the millennia, they have brought foreign genes and exotic proteins from far-off species, and some of what they bring we use. But they don't do it for our benefit. Like loan sharks, they extract a high price. Feel your cells changing the locks on their doors, and set your own terms. You can suffer a few, but not the multitudes. Like foreigners bearing the plague, make these traders unwelcome. If you can't recognize them as different, then shut your doors to all foreigners. The distancing is a different energy, a template, a way of your cells that deeply affects how we express ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, having much greater effect than our half-hearted, politically directed social distancing. Your cells will not admit just any protein that wields a key. This is exclusion at a deeper level. Strip from your diet all toxins and bad habits. Eat only the cleanest food. Drink the clearest water and breathe the purest air. Pay attention to the foods that help and those that slow you down. You don't want sugar, sweets, alcohol, or starches. Release your old habits and follow comfort and intuition from plants and protein. Take a deep breath and check in with your body. Rely on your body. Return to your pulse and the sense of space within your body. Translate this attitude to the cells of your body. Every sensation has an intelligence. Be aggressively pure, cautious, and protective at the level of your thoughts. These actions set an example for your organs, cells, and membranes. Your thoughts are much less voluntary than you assume, less of your free will, and more of your body's inner wisdom. Responses motivated by the memory, perception, and needs of your tissues. Remain connected and listen deeply. Remember this connection. Recall the voice of your body, a wise voice in a crowd. You will recognize this voice in everyday affairs, where it often goes unrecognized. Your inner wisdom has a resonance you will remember. The voice of your body is not the voice of your mind. Remember the grounded voice. It has an older memory, and it wastes less time. It is not afraid. It is not distracted. It is strong and knows more than its age explains. It is a voice you hear and trust. Return now to the thin level, the high altitude of heady intellect, logic, and constructions. So much that lacks foundation, and now you feel foundation, and you don't need to explain yourself, and you'll not be swayed. Enter an elevator that will take you back to your daily altitude. See yourself rising from the microscopic, scaling up from 1, 2, 3, back to breathing from the outside looking in, 4, 5, 6, looking around at the busy hubbub of other people, 7, 8, 9. Take a breath, inhale, exhale. And the bell rings, and you step out, eyes open, looking from the top down.